2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 36 degrees, partly cloudy. KSL's top story. There's no more mask mandate in Salt Lake or Summit counties after a vote by the Utah House today. Team coverage, the COVID surge. We have three reporters working on the story. And we begin with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
House Speaker Brad Wilson tells me House leadership was in conversations with members of the Salt Lake County Council, hoping they would overturn theirs, but it was made clear they weren't in agreement. During this morning's floor vote, Republicans argued masks should be an individual choice and nothing prevents anyone from wearing one. Democrats pleaded on behalf of those they say don't have the opportunity to stay home and stay safe.
In the end, the House approved the resolution 45-29. Utah House Democrats are reacting, but with saying that it's a slap in the face to healthcare workers. Team coverage, the COVID surge. We continue with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
The House Democrats say data from the CDC shows high-quality masks still work well to slow the spread of COVID. In a statement, the Dems say this is a time when there should be more leadership and unity, and that rising COVID cases and masks shouldn't cause divisive fights that target local efforts to protect the community. Meantime, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson and the County Health Department Director Dr. Angela Dunn also spoke out after the House passed the resolution. The two are asking people to continue wearing masks despite the vote, saying COVID cases are still high and masks will protect the most vulnerable members of the community and help to keep businesses open. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County Council Chair Lori Stringham says she's disappointed by today's vote. She says she spoke with the House Speaker yesterday and says she'll continue to look for ways to help the community with this, quote, local issue. Race and gender will no longer play a role as to whether people with COVID get treatment. The Department of Health made the change this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage on the COVID surge.
There are still healthcare gaps among communities of color, but Department of Health Deputy Director Michelle Hoffman says prioritizing people by classes like race and gender did pose legal questions.
We cannot base our decisions based on those protected classes alone.
So those particular criteria will no longer be part of their risk assessment. Hoffman says they still want to close those gaps, but they'll do so by working with community groups to bring treatments to the people in need.
We're doubling down and being much more diligent in bringing these providers on board.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Health is reporting 765 people in the hospital with COVID right now. It's a record high, but on KSL's Let Me Speak with the Governor this afternoon, Governor Cox offered a bit of optimism.
There are some positive signs, and that is that we have far fewer in the ICU with Omicron. It's not as dangerous or deadly as past variants. Also, we do have so many more vaccines, and that's really important. What we're also seeing is that hospital stays are a lot shorter. Under Delta, there was a national study that under Delta, the average hospital stay was like 4 to 5 days. And with Omicron, it's about a day and a half. But there's so much more of it. That's why we're seeing that high throughput.
They're here on KSL this afternoon. He says Utah's rate of hospitalization is lower than other states. More state lawmakers are testing positive for COVID meantime. A state House spokesman confirms Representative Mark Strong of Bluffdale is COVID positive, but is no longer symptomatic. He was on the House floor today. He was wearing a mask. Democratic Representative Angela Romero also tested positive. She attended a committee meeting virtually today. A new blow to President Biden's vaccine mandates. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff, a U.S. district judge in Texas, has struck down President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal workers. The judge says that there's a difference between setting workplace safety standards and public health measures. A union representing 6,000 employees filed the lawsuit in December. The nation's top coronavirus expert says it's too early to know if the Omicron variant will provide immunities against other COVID variants.
We're faced with another surprise with a variant that's so different that it eludes the accumulation of the immune protection.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's why health experts hope for the best, but they plan for the worst. President Biden telling the nation's mayors help is on the way to replace decaying infrastructure in their communities.
We're going to upgrade thousands of bridges, creating good-paying jobs, cutting commute times, ensuring that as we build back, no community gets to be left behind.
The president touting his newly passed infrastructure bill at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. And in breaking news at this hour, we are just learning about a story out of New York City where one police officer has been killed, another seriously injured in a shooting. We will continue to follow that story for you. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 6:05. Let's check in with Ricky Meese, find out about the trouble spots. Anything?
We definitely have slowdowns on northbound I-15, about 2100 south into downtown, and southbound I-15 really bogged down, and that's going to be in Salt Lake County in Midvale on the way to 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.